With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. A bill that would have ordered weapons be surrendered by residents whom a court has deemed to be a danger to themselves or others never got past a Senate committee in this year's legislative session. But Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham told reporters after a news conference this week that it will be introduced again. She notes, though, that she doesn't expect it to be much different than the last bill.
I'm not convinced that all of the issues that some law enforcement now want. I mean, we basically took their platform for the extreme risk protection order legislation that we introduced. But they're the experts, so I'm totally engaged. I'm not clear that everything that they now want changed in that piece of legislation is the right movement, and with the recent events, I think they might want to be a little more comprehensive air, if you will, on the side of keeping people safe. But you should expect to see that bill get over the finish line.
Next year's legislative session will be half as long as this year's. Lawmakers only take up budget issues and bills the governor places on the agenda, and she vows to put a so-called red flag measure on the call. If passed, a judge would be able to order a person deemed an extreme risk to relinquish their guns for up to a year, with a possible extension depending on the circumstances. Another bill the governor wants to consider to prevent another act of domestic terrorism by a gunman is one that would require background checks on private sellers of guns to better track their movement, the governor said. New gun regulation laws were discussed at the governor's domestic terrorism summit on Wednesday. Besides lawmakers, Attorney General Hector Balderas attended, as well as FBI agents, law enforcement officers, and leaders of several state agencies like Homeland Security, among others. The governor says she hopes better data sharing is one of the summit outcomes. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.